Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Very excited about Sunday. Why? What's happening on Sunday? Well, Stan Katz's new show called Herding Cats will be starting, will be aired. Stan Katz joins us. Stan, good morning. Thanks for doing so. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks, Howard. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, well, it's a great, great pleasure. So here's the first question I need to ask you is, do you finish books? It's Never Give Up Day. I don't, but I just want to know, I'm doing a very quick snap survey.
It's a very good question. No, I don't. But I do give it a good shot. I will read quite deep into the book. And if it's still not happening, I stop reading. I'm the same with Netflix series.
Absolutely.
What comes to mind is Made. I watched 7 episodes before deciding to quit. But no, I don't finish a book that hasn't grabbed my attention.
Yeah, what a waste of a life.
First few chapters. Life's too short.
Well, exactly. When you finished all the books in the world, you can come back to that one. But so I've just got a message which I thought was really, really great. And it is from Stephen. He says, I just heard you're going to be speaking to Stan Katz later. He was my absolute hero. And he said, there are still chirps of his that I repeat. Stan, this is what you've done. You've really caused damage in the world. And there are still chirps of his that I repeat, which more often than not gets eye rolling and groans. And my favorite, and it took me a while to get this, but he says, this is his favorite of yours. Why aren't there any aspirins in the jungle? Because the paracetamol. So that's apparently that's one of yours. Oh, not something you should be proud of, in my view.
No, my eyes are rolling now and I'm blushing.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe a while back that was still acceptable. Either way, it is it's absolutely awesome that you're going to be presenting a show. Tell us about it.
Well, how it came about was, well, Chai has been my station of choice for quite a while now.
Right.
And Kathy Kaler, who I've known since the beginning of Chai, called me up and said, how would you like to do a show on Chai? And I thought, wow, I haven't done a show for so long. I'm not sure I can still do it, but... Mm. Kathy can be very persuasive.
Yes, I've heard stories, yeah.
You've probably been at the receiving end.
Maybe.
So after giving it much thought for 5 seconds, I agreed.
Amazing.
And so, yeah, you probably want to know what the show is going to be about. Well, I can sum it up this way. I can't make sense of this world, and I'm sure many of my listeners can't either. But what we can do is make fun of it. And that's really, in essence, what the show is going to be about. And I think it's going to offend some people. I hope so. It will, as I say in the disclaimer.
Right. Not for sensitive viewers.
Not for sensitive viewers, listeners.
Mm, absolutely.
But the rest of you are going to love it. So, yeah. We've also managed to secure the services of one of the world's most respected newsmen, Axel Arrow, who's coming out of retirement to deliver 2 short newscasts on the program at 3 p.m., 2:30 and 4:30.
Right.
He's not in the best. He's reported from over 150 countries, is multi-awarded. He's not in the best of health now, but has agreed to participate.
Right.
He's World Action News Communique, WANC, or WANC for short, will be produced by local newsman Jeremy Max.
Right.
And gives a unique perspective on both local
and
international
events. I would imagine very, very unique. Yeah, that'll bring you a perspective that you probably didn't bargain for. So that is world renowned. Assuming his health is okay.
Yeah, well, we'll have to work around that, but we can.
Yes. So what time is the show?
2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Absolutely.
On a Sunday.
Absolutely.
So if you've got nothing better to do on Sunday afternoon, hook yourself up to a vodka drip, lie around the pool, and listen to this Herding Cats.
And
I think that the title says it all.
Right.
So it's probably as chaotic as herding cats. Cats in this case, yes, being stand cats.
Right, right. Mm. But you must be really excited to be getting back into studio.
I've got to. You're right, Howard. I've got to be honest. I'm excited and nervous at the same time because I'm hoping I can still do it. You know, it's been so long.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the lips are the first to go.
That's not what I heard. But it does, I suppose, isn't the issue.
Just to get in shape, I've been doing press-ups with my tongue.
Right. Well, that's good. Mouth exercises, which is good. Important. Exactly. Look, being a Jewish radio station, all you've got to do is eat a lot. And that, I believe, really does work as well.
Well, Howard, I must tell you what clinched the deal. You know, Kathy brings cheesecake or bagels and lox to every meeting.
You're crafty. Huh?
After my first meeting with the cheesecake that she brought, that sealed the deal for me. I thought, well, you know, if I'm not, yeah, well, I don't want to go into detail about my remuneration. I'll tell you why I want to do this.
Yeah.
The higher up I rose in the ranks of radio, the further away I got from the reason I got into it in the first place, which is the love of radio. And I know you share that love.
Absolutely.
The love of radio, theater of the mind, humor, music. All I wanted to do my whole life was play cool music, talk rubbish on air, and get paid for it. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Absolutely. You know, especially in South Africa, where 33 and a third is considered a pass. So you're way ahead of the game. Well, Stan Katz, I can't wait for Sunday. Definitely going to get that vodka drip ready. And, I will be listening. And you don't need to worry. You won't be in doubt as to whether people are enjoying it or not. Because, if one thing we discourage, but it doesn't seem to help, is honest listeners, is they just tell us exactly what they think.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Stan Katz, we'll be listening out for you on Sunday. I absolutely can't wait. Herding Cats starting this Sunday. It's 8:40. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.